Hello, everybody. We're back. It's the Cat Girls.
It's us.
Hello.
We're back to drop some Google Ads and digital marketing lead gen bombs with you today. We're talking everything lead gen. So we're going to give you our favorite tips on how to make your lead gen campaign successful. And it's December, so we thought we would sprinkle in a little Christmas spirit with some festive backgrounds here.
I'm sure both of you have heard of Microsoft Clarity, right? Clarity is something that we as a team at Solutions 8 help to install for all of our clients. It's just a piece of code that you put into GTM, really easy to set up. But what's cool about this is we can track recordings, you can look at heat maps. And for lead gen, the reason why this is really cool is because I have a client right now, they are in the lawyer industry. And what we've noticed is that there was a certain message button that kept popping up, a very big message button on the right-hand side. And the first thing that I saw was press the button and they would minimize it. So that helped us determine that, hey, this button shouldn't be a big button. It should just be a smaller one. And when people are ready to click on this message button, then they can click on it. But there was no need for us to have it large right at the top, right at the start. The second part was through Clarity, we were able to track the different behaviors and paths that people were taking after they got to the landing page. And one of the things we saw was most of the people, based on the heat map, were clicking on the phone call button. Based on that, we were also able to make another decision that we should put more emphasis on phone numbers throughout the page rather than a booking form. So those are two ways that we can definitely use Clarity that has been really helpful for us as a team at Solutions 8.
I think just going off of that, Carmen, it's a good kind of segue into tracking button clicks too. We're talking about road or barriers in lead gen. So if you're not seeing, you have a couple days of, you have some bad performance, you're not sure why things aren't converting, like looking at something like Clarity and understanding the user experiences is really important for lead gen. But another option that you can take is tracking button clicks. So from one step of your funnel to the last step of your funnel, track those button clicks, those submits, those OKs, those whatever your call to action is along the way. Set them as secondary conversion actions because you don't want that messing with your primaries. But it's good to see where people are getting stuck. Like what is the ratio of people filling out that first form, pressing submit to the next step? What's the drop off there? And then why? Why is there a drop off there? So then you could go back through something like Clarity and you can have a look at understanding that heat map, what's going on that page. So you have a really good idea of where that drop off is happening. So this is really good kind of problem solving as you're looking at your Google Ads account and you're trying to figure out why am I not receiving the amount of leads I think I should. I've got good traffic. I've got good click-through rates. I've got all the other good metrics that we're looking for, but I'm just not seeing conversions come through. So tracking those button clicks all the way through your funnel will give you insight into what's going on along your conversion funnel.
So keep that piece going. The button clicks, you can see if people are going to your phone call right away instead of going to a form or instead of going to other places on your website. If you see they're always going to a phone call, then you can assume they're getting the phone call, but it's really important to track that actual phone call. So there's lots of different systems you can use to listen in on the phone calls to make sure that the sale is actually happening. Instead of just hoping for the best and hoping that the phone call is resulting in a sale, having software like call tracking metrics or something like that, just to make sure that the person that's answering the phone is doing their job as well, is really important.
And inside of call tracking metrics, just for people who don't know what that is, you can rate the calls based on the quality, which is really great for Google Ads. So we send that information back through to give Google Ads more direction with what's a good lead, what's a bad lead. So you go in and you can rate those calls like a 1-star to a 5-star, a wrong call, whatever it might be. So the more information that you can give in that type of software is really important because if you think about it, that's the only kind of direction that you get for phone calls that is hard to track. So it's important to fill those out as much as possible.
It's also good to have call tracking metrics because you can see how many missed calls there are as well. So some of my clients, they have call centers, but even at that point, they don't know that, hey, out of this month, maybe you missed 20-30% of your calls. And when Google Ads can be expensive for CPCs, then making sure that you don't miss these calls is going to do a lot for your business.
Yeah. I think this is a huge roadblock sometimes. Like, we see it all the time where we go into call tracking metrics and I'll say, hey, I haven't gotten that many leads. We'll go in and there'll be like 20 unanswered calls. So that's a really important point, I think, too.
This is something that Glenn, one of our teammates at Solutions 8, has set up for this campaign here. And you'll see for this client, they have a book of tour form and they also have calls. So we have 16 button clicks in the last 14 days. But what you'll see is that actually only half of them ended up converting and actually filling out the form. So we're missing a lot of opportunity there, or there's something that's happening. What we're thinking is maybe the landing page isn't optimized. So that's why people click on the button, but they don't actually convert. Maybe it's too long, too difficult, something wrong with the landing page. We're seeing this happen, and that's how we're working with the client to help them resolve this problem.
Yeah, you actually touched on a really important thing that I don't think we talked about yet, and it's just the forms and the difference between having only the most important information on a form and making a form really long. What should an optimal form look like? So what do you think optimal form should look like for lead gen?
That's a good question. It's difficult too, because with Performance Max, sometimes we want them to have that longer form. But for a client experience point of view, it's nice to have some short and sweet. But unfortunately, a few extra questions in there helps weed out the people that you don't necessarily want, help qualify them before they submit the form.
How the form is structured really depends on which stage the client is at in the funnels. For example, if the form or the landing page is right after they click on the ad, then you'll definitely have to have more information on there because people don't know anything about it. But if this is a landing page or a form within your website, the people have already gone through all of the information on your website already, then maybe you don't need as much information on that landing page compared to that.
I think it's a balance between having the basics and then having a few of those qualifying questions to make sure that this is a lead that's actually going to be worth it for the client to follow up on, while not scaring them away with a 50 question form that they have to fill out. So making it not too intense, but intense enough that only someone who is interested in the service would actually fill out. So I think it's finding that balance. And then also, you're right, Carmen, it depends on how far down the funnel that they are on. And it also can depend on what type of campaign you're running with PMax. You can get a lot more traffic that might be lower quality. So having those forms that are a little bit longer will help weed out those unqualified leads for sure.
What about CRMs, you guys? So all the information that we're talking about, all the lead forms that are captured, all the phone calls that are captured have to go somewhere. So it's really important to have a really good CRM. We do see a lot of clients come in that don't have a CRM or don't have it set up properly or that don't know how to use it, or their team isn't using it properly. So it's really the fundamental piece of all your business information should be fed into the same spot and making sure that you're using the information that's captured in there in a really smart way. So I know our team spends a lot of time going into our client CRMs if we have access to make sure that we're using that data properly to make decisions for our ads.
If you don't want to share your CRM access with your Google Ads agency or whoever you're working with, just having some sort of tracker that allows them to see, hey, we had a good lead come off of this keyword. For example, HubSpot will show you all this information. So if you're working in HubSpot, you can create a separate Google Doc or Google Sheet or whatever that just allows them to know, like, on this date, there was a really great lead that had this keyword attached to it, and this is the detail of that lead. Like, it could potentially be a $20,000 sale or something like that, because it helps us also identify where to push a little bit more. So if we've seen some trends where this one keyword is bringing in really good quality leads that might be in the thousands of dollars, we want to focus on that keyword for you. We need that information from your CRM in order to optimize further your lead gen campaigns. I think that's a really important part that a lot of lead gen businesses don't necessarily spend enough time on. It is cumbersome and it can be complicated in HubSpot. But truthfully, just having those basics set up, and there's lots of tutorials online as well that people can use to help set up their CRM. So I think that it's worth the time for sure.
Sometimes when someone enters a CRM, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're converting automatically. So knowing how long they've been in the system, having some sort of automated email campaigns to remarket, reach out to them is also a really good method to develop that relationship further.
Another thing we can talk about is remarketing. So you can use lists from HubSpot or from your website or whatever to remarket for lead gen. I had a really great example of a client who had, it was a course that they were selling. Actually, there's four different courses that they were selling. And for each course, we had its own CTA, its own form, everything like that through the funnel. So what we ended up doing is setting up four different YouTube remarketing campaigns. And we would base our audiences off of those different courses. And we would have your typical remarketing audiences, add to carts, form submission, all those remarketing audiences that we usually use. But on top of that, you can also use remarketing from HubSpot, for example, just to really circle back with a YouTube video that really calls out that specific action that they took. For this one, it was a course. So it was that specific course that they didn't end up purchasing, but they spent a lot of time looking at it. They downloaded the free mini course, for example, or whatever it was. And then just tailoring your remarketing as close to that call to action as you can. And YouTube remarketing works really well for this. I've had lots of clients for lead gen that we would focus on a lot of remarketing that would work really well for them.
Great, absolutely.
I think we might have overwhelmed them, but it's okay.
If any of our viewers have any questions or if any topics you'd like to hear the Gads Girls share next time, leave your comments below and remember to like, comment, and subscribe.
Do all the fun things.
Kostom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to solate.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's SOL8.com, SOL8.com.